Hey everyone, welcome back to the Letters and Layers podcast. Welcome to any new listeners. If this is your first time, I'm excited to be back from break. And this is your host, Amaka. What have I been up to? Since my last episode on June 15th, which I hope you were able to listen to. It was a short one, but I enjoyed recording that. I have since gone to Lisbon, Portugal, and come back. I've since celebrated my birthday here in Chicago. And really, I just wanted to take some time from just my day-to-day. Podcasting, work. I took 2 weeks off from work and I'm back in full swing. And here we are. We're back with the podcast. I had plans for this episode, honestly, since June. I finished Dream Count by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie and I wanted to talk about it. I even wrote notes in my phone and was just ready. I'm ready to talk about those characters and their stories. But I heard about Tracy Ellis Ross's new show, Solo Traveling with Tracy Ellis Ross, on the Roku channel. I'm a big admirer of hers. I just love her fashion sense, her approach at life, just being unapologetically herself and embracing herself and making her life what she wants it to be. So I was really excited when I heard that the show was coming out, and just coming off of my own solo trip to Lisbon, I was like, this is really perfect timing. I ultimately decided to push my conversation around Dream Count to the next episode, which should be a two-parter. I think I'm going to do it in two parts. But I just wanted to take time with my first episode back for the fall and talk about this show. It was so good. My only critique was that there were only three episodes, and the second and third episode aren't even that long. They're about a half hour, which, okay. But I really enjoyed them. Honestly, that's ultimately everything I'm saying. I watched all three, obviously. The first one is the episode where she goes to Marrakesh, Morocco. And then episode two, she goes to Cancun, Mexico. Episode three, she goes to Marbella. Is it Marbella? In Spain. So I resonated with so much that she talked about. And I was really taken aback by just how honest she was in these episodes, because her public persona is one where there are just certain things you associate with Tracy Ellis Ross. You associate a successful, long career in acting. I mean, I have been a fan of Girlfriends since adolescence, even though I probably shouldn't have been watching it then, but I loved it. It was literally one of my favorite shows. And, you know, just read between the lines. Who remembers that show? Where she was playing, and I believe she played that opposite Malcolm Jamal Warner, rest in peace. Blackish. Honestly, I can't think of everything she's done. When I lived in New York, I went to a screening of a movie that she was in a couple years ago called Cold Copy. She was also great in that. So I've just been a fan of who she puts out in the public sphere, and I don't really think that there's much difference between who she is personally and who she shares, you know, the parts of herself that she shares. But there are certain things you know Tracy Ellis Ross for. You know her for her work. You know her for the family she comes from. You know her for her fashion. And now she's becoming more known for her travel, which I love. I love that. And one thing that intrigued me about this show coming out is, one, I have never heard of a television concept. Maybe I'm just out of the loop. I don't know. But I've never heard of a television concept where a Black woman is traveling the world by herself you know, with a small camera crew, but it's essentially her. Like, she's not going with any family. She's not going with any friends. The people that she's with are, you know, her working team. So I, immediately when I heard about it, I was like, I need to tune in. And I was like, oh, the Roku channel, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever watched anything on that streaming platform. And I'm sure I'm not the only one, because I had signed in or whatever to the website for the first time ever. And Tracy posted, I think yesterday, that it was the number one show on the streaming platform, which I'm so happy for her with that. It's well deserved. So I'm sure there were a lot of people who were being introduced to the Roku channel streaming platform for the first time because of her. And I just, there were moments where I felt like, Tracy, like, I almost feel like I shouldn't know this. Like, I almost feel like you're being too honest. But I appreciated it nonetheless. Like, I don't think I would have changed anything with how the show was produced. Only thing is that we need more episodes, literally. That's all that it is. But yeah, just coming off of the heels of my own trip, just a little bit of detail. So I went the week before my birthday. I left for Lisbon on July 10th. Came back on the 14th. So it wasn't that long of a trip, but I've been to Lisbon twice before. I went actually this past January with my friend and some of her family. And then I went January 2024 with my same friend, my sister, and a close friend of my close friend. So I've been there with people and I've been there on my own now. And I didn't really feel the need to be there too long because I'm already familiar. But because I wanted to kind of be at home base for my birthday, I wanted to be in Chicago for my birthday, I still wanted to travel. So I was like, I'm just going to do it a week prior. And I appreciate that there is an airline, TAP Portugal, that flies directly from Chicago to Lisbon. So it was like an 8-hour flight, maybe a little less going there. I left around 6 p.m. Central Time, got there a little before 8, and I kind of roamed the city for a little bit because I couldn't check in right away. I was supposed to check in by 4. I checked in closer to 2, but before then, I stowed my luggage away at like a storage locker because they have those all over the city since it is, you know, becoming more of a tourist attraction. And yeah, I was just walking around, remembering places that I had been before, seeing new places. I explored this library that I had never been to. And that was great because I was able to kind of sit down for a second, charge my devices, do some reading, be a little bit cool because, you know, I was able to get a nice breeze from the window that was in front of me at the desk I was sitting, and just kind of take in the experience that is solo travel that I'm in that moment. And that's not the first solo trip that I've been on. I think, I don't know if, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it on the podcast before that I've been on some other solo trips. My first solo trip was Panama. I've been there twice by myself. My first trip was March 2016. And my second solo trip to Panama was last year for my birthday. I actually went there. I was in Panama City and Bocas del Toro, which was lovely. And then I went to Amsterdam, Netherlands, January 2020. So before COVID locked the whole world down. Panama twice, Amsterdam, January 2020, and now Lisbon earlier this month. So I've been on 4 solo trips. And a lot of what Tracy said on her show is so true. The fact that, you know, it's great to travel with people, especially friends, family, whoever, or if it's a group trip where you guys just vibe and there aren't any like conflicts or any like major conflicts or fights or disagreements. If you guys are all on the same wavelength and for the most part can agree to the itinerary for the trip, it just makes it that much better. But there is a freedom and flexibility that you are afforded when you travel on your own. And you don't have to consider the feelings or the opinions or, you know, the sentiments of other folks who might be on the trip with you. if you literally just want to change your environment, some people might think this is crazy, but I could travel to another state or another country just to walk around. That's what I did for this solo trip to Lisbon mostly. I was literally just walking around, just getting reacquainted with some places that I had been to already, exploring some new places. In addition to Lisbon this time around, I went to Cascais, which is 45 minutes west of Lisbon. So I took what is the equivalent of the Amtrak of the United States. So yeah, I went to Cascais, and this was kind of a spur of the moment decision for me because I had initially planned to spend my entire time in Lisbon. I was there for day one, there for day two, and then I was online and I started watching a couple of videos about Cascais, and I was like, you know what? It's not even that hard to get there. The public transportation system in Lisbon is very easy to navigate. Let me just go. You know, if I had gone with a group of people and maybe we already had an itinerary set that did not include Cascais, it probably would have been, not that it would have been impossible, you know, depending on the personalities that you're around, maybe they would have been open to kind of just changing the plans. But because it was just me, and because I just decided the night before that I was going to go to Cascais, there's no issue. And that's something that Tracy talked about in the show. Like, you can literally do whatever you want. You can travel for any reason. You can travel literally to just walk around in another city or state or country. You can travel for food. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the podcast, but a few years back when my husband was in med school, he was in Florida for a rotation, so I went to go visit him. And there was this key lime pie shop. There is this key lime pie shop in the, is it Orlando? No. There is a key lime pie shop in the Fort Lauderdale area, I believe, called Sweet Delights Key Lime Pies. So many people, even those close to me, may or may not know that key lime pie is probably my favorite dessert. Number one, period. If there is a key lime pie on the menu at a restaurant, I'm getting it. I would say a delicious decadent chocolate lava cake is a close second, but key lime pies are my favorite dessert. So being that I was in Florida and I was in Fort Lauderdale and I came across this Black-owned key lime pie shop, I said, oh, I have to go. I have to go. So my father-in-law was also in Florida at that time. So we all went to the pie shop and it was so good. And it's owned by this lovely older Jamaican lady who you just can tell is so passionate about the baking and the work and just being able to feed people these delicious pies. And she's won a plethora of awards. So I randomly, a couple of years later, I was planning a trip to Texas to visit my family, and I decided I was going to add a pit stop to my trip. So I don't remember. I think maybe I was living in Philly at the time. It was either the DMV or Philly when I did this. I was planning a trip to visit my family in Texas. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Florida for a night because I can. I'm going to go to Florida. I'm going to book a hotel for the night. I'm going to rent a car and I'm going to go to Sweet Delights. And when I went, I came to the store and it was closed. There was a note. I forgot what it said, but I called the number that was on the note on the door, and the person, I forget if it was a phone call or a text exchange. At the end of the day, the owner, the lovely older Jamaican lady, said she was going to come and open the shop to sell me a slice of the pie because I was coming from out of town, if you could believe it. So I waited. I don't remember how long it took. It didn't even matter. I was happy to wait. So she came I was so grateful and appreciative to her. She opened the shop for me. She sold me a couple slices of pie and I went on my way. And I will never forget that experience because, you know, sometimes you forget the expansiveness of free will that you have. We are just so locked into our routines and our daily autopilot functions that we forget that we can just randomly hop on a plane, make a pit stop in Florida, go to your favorite key lime pie shop, drive 45 minutes because it wasn't right by the airport. You had to drive a little bit. And then when you do this, sometimes the energy and forces around you will just make it so that what you hope for comes true. Because she didn't have to come to the pie shop. She didn't have to come and open it for me. She didn't have to come and sell those pies to me. So I will never forget that. You know, I will never forget it. You can literally make any trip what you want it to be if you're going by yourself. And I know there's a lot of angst and fear and reluctance and hesitation around traveling alone. I feel like you do your due diligence anywhere you go. There are notably some places that may be more unsafe than others. But in general, most places are safe in daylight. Like even going to Lisbon this last time, I'm pretty familiar with the city, but I wasn't really out past 8 o'clock. One, because I am in my mid-30s and I like my sleep. So I was out during the day. It was perfectly safe. Lisbon in general is a very safe city. I've always felt fine as a Black woman, as a woman in general, just kind of navigating the city, whether I'm with people or, you know, this time by myself. And yeah, you just have to always have your sixth sense. You just have to have your antennas up wherever you are, because there is a degree of unsafeness or lack of safety in the United States. And yet we, you know, go about our days and we go out and do what we need to do because there is a degree of comfort and familiarity that we have with our immediate surroundings where we live. So that's why I felt like I could go to Lisbon by myself, because I had a degree of familiarity with that city. And if I was going to a new city, I would probably just have done more research and been a little bit more diligent and had more of a structured plan probably. Whereas with Lisbon, I was kind of just going with the flow for me. I loved in the show with Tracy, like she had a night where she was debating on going for a drink at the bar. She got dolled up, she got dressed up, she did everything. And at the end of, you know, kind of debating, she decided to just go back to her room and take out her braids and order fries and have some champagne or wine. And she was perfectly happy. Going on a solo trip doesn't mean that the itinerary has to be packed. It can literally mean just wanting to stay in a really nice hotel and order room service and go to the spa and get a massage and walk around the city and talk to some locals and buy some cute tchotchkes and just dream and be inspired and remind yourself that the world is bigger than your home and your office and your immediate neighborhood. Sometimes that's all travel needs to be, just a reminder. And whatever you spend on that trip is up to you. Nobody should be counting your coins. And if they are, that's their business. There are certain things that I don't think are really worth spending money on, but I will spend a pretty penny on travel. I will, because I can. And I also see that Tracy didn't spare any expense for her level of comfort, for her peace, for her tranquility, for making sure that she was happy to whatever level she could control the controllables. Because if you watched Mexico and you watched Spain, you know what happened, which I'm going to talk about. So I love her travel philosophies. I love her approach to travel. it just kind of validated my reasons for taking trips by myself sometimes, because you get older and you are still connected with friends and family, but schedules don't always coincide. Are you going to let life pass you by because people can't go with you on this trip to this place where you want to explore? If you do your due diligence and you do the right research, you can go almost anywhere by yourself and you can be okay and you can have a great time. So yeah, moving on to Mexico. If you watch the episode, you know that it rained for most of her trip, which was definitely a bummer, but she still had a great time. She still got time to swim and enjoy the pool and, you know, feel cute in her bathing suits. She had a tennis lesson with an instructor, which she really enjoyed. She ordered tacos to her heart's content. She worked, which is something I was happy to see, honestly, because I feel like I keep coming back to this. Sometimes you just need a change of environment. And for me, I work from home remotely, so I could definitely see myself every once in a while just wanting to change where I'm working. Maybe I kind of want to just be away from my office for a little bit, reorient myself in a new space. And maybe that's going to a coffee shop. Maybe it's not something that's overnight, but it's definitely not outside of my realm of possibility to literally like just check into a really nice hotel and work there for a couple of days. I haven't done it, but I know that's something that I would do, because it makes, for me, it would make the workday go easier. I am maybe taking advantage of the amenities. I may be getting a massage or going to the spa or getting a good workout, taking advantage of like the other wellness options that the hotel might provide. Maybe it's in another city that I'm not too familiar with and I just explore and just have a good time. And with the change in my surroundings, I'm able to kind of use that new energy I've stirred up and do better work possibly. So I loved seeing her just sitting by the pool, working on some retouches of some of her pictures, because if you have the privilege and luxury, honestly, to work anywhere, why not switch it up every once in a while? Why not, if you have the means, work somewhere different? Maybe it's not a full-on trip. Maybe it's like going to a coffee shop or going to the library if you're doing work that doesn't involve like speaking. I think that's something that can really break you out of your monotony and just like regular routine and pattern and just make the day feel a little bit less dull and more interesting and just, you know, lift your mood. So I loved seeing that. Even with the rain, she still had a great time in Mexico. And then Spain, she got food poisoning after having a pretty challenging travel day, because I think there was an issue with her layover. So she stayed at her layover for longer than intended. And when she finally got to her hotel, after waiting a couple hours for her luggage, she had some food and she was not feeling well. And she was in bed for a couple of days. I think the first night she was there, the first day she was there, she didn't even film. And then she started to film some snippets on day two and started to kind of share how she was feeling and what happened. And it wasn't until like the last one or two days of her trip that she felt well enough to go out and explore the part of Spain that she was in. And I really appreciated that. Honestly, Tracy just kind of showed everything. She showed being sick. She showed, you know, being bummed about Mexico and it raining. She showed moments where she was kind of wading through feelings of grief and joy and exuberance and loneliness, and just reminded me how complicated we are as human beings. Even if we're in a place where we feel like we should be happy, there is room to hold so much more layered emotions. She was happy about where she was in the moment, but she also was open about grieving a life that, or another path that her life had not taken, you know, with not being in a relationship and not having children, but also loving the life path that she's on right now. And there was a moment in one of the episodes where she was wading through some feelings around thinking about someone who she perhaps would have liked to maybe experience some of this with. So I was like, oh, Tracy, like, thank you for being so open, but you really don't have to be. So it was those moments that just really made me admire her even more as someone who, honestly, I look up to in certain ways, like just with the longevity of her career and the way she's approached kind of keeping her private life close, but still sharing so much of her talent, of her fashion, of how she sees life, sharing it with us. So back to Spain. Yeah, she was not well for a few days. And I think the last 1 or 2 days, she was able to go out, have a meal, talk to people. In Morocco, she spoke to a couple who had met for the first time in Marrakesh and 15 years later had bought a property there. And I don't know if they were planning on moving there permanently, but, you know, she was able to speak to them. She met other solo travelers in Marrakesh in Spain. She talked to a group of women in Spain who were intrigued by what was going on because, you know, she's being followed by cameras. And she told them what she was doing and they were so excited about it. I think one of the women said that this would be something she would want to share with her daughter to, you know, show her that there are women out here that are enjoying themselves and are not waiting for anybody. So I say all this to say, watch the show. Solo Traveling with Tracy Ellis Ross on the Roku channel. I really hope they don't wait too long to start filming again and sharing more spaces and places with us that Tracy goes to, because I want more. Yeah, is there anything else I wanted to share? Let me see. I have my notes here. I think that's mostly it, honestly. I really enjoyed my trip to Lisbon and Cascais. I also decided this time around that I was going to film some of my trip. So I'm actually pretty much done with the raw cuts of my travel vlog. I'm going to post it on the YouTube channel. And I feel this strong resolve to document more of my life, because I feel like it's time for me personally, I can't speak for everyone, it's just going so much faster the older I get. And I feel like I have a hard time sometimes just grasping, like just holding onto the pace of my life. So that's why I wanted to give filming my podcast a try again. That's why, you know, I filmed some of my trip in Portugal. I filmed some of my birthday, because I want to be able to look back at these moments. I might not be able to remember everything, but I want to be able to have something to remind myself of some of these amazing moments that have happened, and, you know, kind of just remind me that there are more amazing moments to come. Because if these have happened, then there are more to come too. So one more thing before I end this episode, something I started doing while I was in Portugal was outwardly expressing gratitude at the end of the day. I would say 3 to 5 things, maybe more, depending of what I was thankful for that day. And for whenever I remember, I want to do it on the podcast too. So to kind of round out this episode, I want to say that I'm grateful for the opportunity to come back, because I oftentimes, whenever I take these breaks, whether it's my summer break or my winter break, I'm always reminded that I need this podcast for myself just as much, if not more, than the people that listen to it. Because when I'm away, I do think it's important and purposeful to kind of take time for myself, but I always miss doing this. I always miss doing this, even though sometimes it can feel like maybe not much is coming from it, or maybe it's feeling like a drag or whatever. When I step away and I come back, I'm like, oh, I miss this and I need this. I need this podcast. I need this outlet. Even if no one is listening, I need it for me. So I'm thankful to be able to come back. I'm thankful to have the opportunity to take time away and go on this trip and enjoy my birthday and do the things I want to do and just think about life for a little bit. Think about things that maybe I want to change or things I want to continue doing, but maybe level up a little bit. I'm thankful for, honestly, the weather today. It's been pretty hot and it's cooling down a little bit in Chicago. I don't know for how long, but I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for having a schedule to where I'm able to accommodate doing this. Not only podcasting, but just channeling energy into things that I love to do, like being able to explore more of my creative side and see what comes of it. And I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for the listeners of this podcast, those who have listened in the past, those who are listening now, those who will encounter it in the future. And I think that's it. I think that's where I'm going to end it. Watch Solo Travel with Tracy Ellis Ross on the Roku channel. It was an amazing season, even though it was so short, but I do hope they come back with a season 2 and 3 and beyond. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Thank you for having me back. Thank you for the support, the ongoing support. I am going to post this footage at some point, hopefully not too far away from when the audio publishes. And I do also plan on posting some short form content as well. And the travel vlog for Lisbon should be up on Sunday, August 2nd. I believe Sunday's the 2nd. So if you're interested, no, I think Sunday's the 3rd. Yes, Sunday, August 3rd, because Friday is the 1st. So if you're interested in watching some of my experience in Portugal, that will be in my YouTube channel, and I'll put a link in the description box. So thank you again. Please share, please recommend this podcast to anyone who you think will love to listen. If there's anything you want me to, you know, share my 2 cents with or chime in about, email me at contact@theLettersAndLayers.com. Please rate and review on your preferred listening platform. And that's it. I appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.